Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I hope you can hear me. Amen. Brother Cleophas, are you able to hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and then it'll be so glad to be on the broadcast today. I'm not sure who's going to join me. I know they're probably enjoying the game, those that hate the Cowboys, but it's all. It's all good, man. It's all good. So, like I said, I just wanted to go ahead and get a broadcast here. This is the first broadcast for our three real life, real men, real talk for this year, for 2024. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we just want to come and say thank you for today. Thank you for all that you're doing in our life, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you, God, for a brand new year, a year that we have never, ever seen before, God. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. We will trust you and believe in you this year, God. We will reflect on you this year, God. We pray, God, that the people, Lord God, you know, those that are called by your name, will have more of a desire to humble themselves and pray and seek after your face, God, and put away sinful ways, God, and get into a relationship with you, God. We pray, God, for all of those things. Let me pray for each and every pastor or apostle or bishop, God, or leader of the church, God, that we might begin, God, to get into a place, God, that we seek more and more of you, God, that we might begin to take seriously the things of you, God, the things that you love, God, that we might take seriously the words that come out of our mouth for the edification of the body, God. We need you today more so than ever, God. We pray for those that have lost loved ones last year, God, and probably in advance, those that will probably lose someone this year, God. We pray, God, that you will bring them comfort and peace, Lord Jesus, that passes all understanding. We pray that you will be with them always. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Brother Cleo, it's good to have you, man. I know this is like two weeks in a row for you and everything, but it's good to have you. I mean, I pray that you have a blessed new year. Amen.
Amen.
If I can contact a few people, find out what's going on with them. Yeah, Cowboys are losing really bad, man. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's not a surprise to me. It really isn't.
It's not. All right.
No. Something about that team, man. They do well during the regular season. They get to the playoffs, and I don't know if you're gonna call it choking or what, but
yeah, that's what they call it.
But you know, I think I told some Cowboy fans, you know, y'all made it to the playoffs. Y'all had a good season, you know. But you can go ahead and join us on the couch and at the fishing pond.
Summer vacation, winter vacation,
whatever you want to call it.
It's all good. I think if you celebrate the win, you got to celebrate doing the lose too. You know, you see your team.
Yes, sir.
See your team. It's all good. It's all good.
That's that part of loyalty. That part of loyalty. That's your team. You know, be loyal to your team. You know, hey, you're not happy because they lost, but you know, you still got to. If that's who you say your team is, you got to be loyal to them. You know, it's no different than – go ahead.
Yeah, you just don't want them to lose that bad, though, okay?
No. It's hurtful when you lose that bad, but You know, at some point you had the will, you know, you felt like, at least I did. You won 16 or 18 in a row at home. At some point you're going to lose a game at home. You don't want it to be in the playoffs, but, you know, when you're running up against a hot team. That's all I can say. This team may not win next week, but they're going to win today.
No, they win. They win today. Yeah. There ain't no coming back.
Yeah.
That's what's going
on. Yep.
No doubt. Yeah. But it's all good. So I just sent a message out to three people. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see where they are. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. No, somebody trying to say they're going to come back now. Nah. I'll do that.
Well, you got to stop the other team first so you can come back. If you can't stop the other team, it don't matter what you do.
So it's just the third quarter.
So how has your new year been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I don't have any complaints. You know, it's good to be up in that. I've been out of I didn't tell you anyway, but I've been out for a while. Because of the illness from work and everything. So I haven't really worked. But it's just good to be in the land of the living, man, you know.
Yes, sir.
Every breath we take, you know, we got to appreciate, we got to glorify God and keep on keeping on, you know. Even when the health is not doing what we wanted to do, we press forward, you know what I mean? We press forward anyway. And it was a little scary at first, you know, it was a little scary. You know, it was another stroke, but not on my part. It was done because they gave me some medication that I had an adverse reaction, and it caused a stroke. But I'm okay with that. I'm getting back to myself, you know. I'm speaking better.
Praise the Lord.
You know.
Yeah,
so
you sound good, man.
You sound like
yourself.
He does it well. So,
yes, sir.
You know, he does.
Yes, sir.
So I think,
you know, sometimes when we don't even, you know, we don't even recognize it. I was talking to somebody earlier this month or latter part of last year, and we were talking about that. And I said, it's amazing how you can be going through a challenge as such, and you know you're going through a challenge and all that, and then the manifestation of healing takes place, and you can't even identify when it happened, you know? And you just said something about your speech is getting better and so forth, and I'm listening to you, and I'm like, okay, maybe it changed when we didn't have a conversation. Maybe I would have noticed then, but you sound just like you, you know? So it ain't getting better. It's done.
I feel better, and I surrounded stuff, had people, you know, that was praying, and I'm good, man. You know, I just just take it at a time and one step at a time. I still try to be obedient. This is another reason why I do the broadcast. I didn't want to counsel it because it's not about how I feel.
It's not. You press through. That's what he told Paul, and Paul kept going to him and saying, "Hey, you know, take this this thorn away from me." And after three times, God finally told him, "He said, listen, my grace is sufficient for you."
That's right.
My grace is sufficient for you. So you know, I'm giving you an assignment. You go do the assignment, and you let me take care of the rest of it. And so sometimes we just have to push through, even when we don't feel, you know, 100%, or we don't feel our best. You know, you just have to push through. And the joy of it is when someone else sees you pushing through, and now they want to know what's driving you, and you get an opportunity to share the love of Christ with them. And man, that's a beautiful thing, you know. And so.
Yeah.
It's just all I can tell you is, man, keep saying what the word says, you know,
that's right.
About you. You know, keep saying what the word says about you. And God will take care of the rest.
Yeah. Sometimes we got to encourage our, like David, encourage ourselves in the Lord ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Even when
And I just want to, somebody else just joined. Who just joined, Brother Elston?
Yes, sir. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Brother Elston. Good to hear your voice, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you all. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's all good. So basically, today we're just talking about reflections, prayers, and faith. I think we need to reflect how good God has been to us, even though so many of us, last year was rough and everything, Brother Elston. But be pressing forward, man. You know, we got to press forward. You know, that's what God would have to do and stuff. So I know I just got your message that they're probably watching your team get destroyed. Thank you, brother, for that message, okay?
They are probably watching it get destroyed. I didn't say your team. You read it correctly. So whatever team that you affiliate with, if they're losing, it's so be it. I didn't say a team. I didn't say your team. I said a team.
Hey, man, it's okay. It is what it is, you know? It is what it's still my team, but they just somebody said mentioned earlier, but call it. They use the word choking, but I don't want to use that. I don't want to use that word. I ain't gonna name who said the word, but so it's all good. But anyway, you know, my only thing I think I mentioned somebody earlier is that. Dude, stop it, man. I think I mentioned somebody earlier. I said, at least we made the playoffs. You know, didn't go any further, but we made the playoffs. And we won the division. So, and we beat a couple teams twice. So that's also a win. So I'll take that. You know, I'll take that. You know, but anyway.
Yeah.
But as somebody else had mentioned, said, well, it's always next year, so it's always next year. Yep. You know what I'm going to do? Since somebody sent me another text, I'm not going to call no names, about people with couches. I'm going to enjoy my – I'm not calling any names. I'm going to enjoy my popcorn.
I'm sorry. I thought there was a sale on couches at Marlow Furniture. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I was just trying to let y'all know that they had a nice sale at Marlow Furniture on couch.
I ain't trying to. All good. Anything about it, else, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm looking for some furniture, the living room furniture. I am looking. I looked several times, and I just wanted to bite that bullet, but I might have to this year. Go ahead and buy some furniture. Over and everything. So I might have to end up buying that couch. You know, but it's all good, man. But again, so that's basically what we're talking about. I was telling them things that have taken place with me, telling Brother Theophilus about my situation. But I'm good, you know. I'm good and everything. And I know Brother Elston and Brother Theo, I want to give you guys a chance to share reflections and so what are some of your prayers. And we'll talk about faith towards the end. Amen. Go ahead. So
amen.
I'm going to start with Brother Creole. He came on first. Go ahead, sir.
Man, 2023 had a lot of ups and downs, and had a lot of wins. Celebrated some wins. Had a lot of lessons that were learned. Had some bumpy rides along the way, but, you know, all I can say, man, is God is faithful, you know, and if you're, no matter what you go through in life, when you put him first and you put Christ Jesus first in your life, you know, he always seems to find a way to guide you through those dark places and through those challenges that you go through, the attacks of the enemy, you know, family attacks, all kinds of things. And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for, you know, everything that that I went through, that my wife and I went through in 2023, the highs, the lows, you know, having two of my grandchildren, taken from us for a few months, and, you know, just standing on the word, trusting and believing God, and then to get them back in the latter part of the year, and you know, then to have the broadcast of Kingdom Principles manifest. That's been a prayer of mine to get that off the ground and going, and to have you contact me about it. And, you know, there was an answered prayer there. And just to see, you know, the hand of God moving in our lives, and just, again, celebrating the victories that God has given us, and not dwelling on the lessons that we learned, because I've learned not to call anything losses anymore. You know, I either win or I learn a lesson. And so I learned some lessons in 2023, and I celebrated some wins in 2023, and I leaped into 2024 with both feet on the ground, ready to run this race. And I'm excited about what's ahead, and forgetting those things that are behind and pressing toward the mark of the high calling. And so very grateful, humble, grateful, thankful. And when you see dreams or you see prayer starting to come to pass, you know, it's very humbling. And so again, 2023 was overall a really good year. Even with the challenges and the things that went on, you know, it was a really, really good year for us, and I'm grateful to God for it.
Amen.
Amen. I like what you said, how you're putting things behind you, pressing toward the mark. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I just wonder if Dallas is saying the same thing, Dallas Cowboy.
I love this guy.
You can't help but love him. You got to love him.
Yeah.
I was just asking. I was just wondering. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty tough for them to put it behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're in the process of looking for a coach. I think with such a successful season the Cowboys had, I don't think Jerry's going to stand for it. I think he'll be looking for a coach too.
Look, misery loves company. Just, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be by myself on this one. Okay.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you for looking out for the press. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah.
You know what they say is the Bible says laughter does the body good like medicine, so you might as well
right.
laugh.
Yeah, just try to keep Brother Ray encouraged, keep laughing so he won't be crying. That's all.
Yeah, there you go.
I am that brother's keep you out, Ray. That's all.
Yeah.
I understand your pain. That's why I'm doing that. I'm saying it because I understand your pain. So just trying to encourage you, man.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what I do.
It's all good.
Amen.
That's what you do.
That's
you got to encourage each other. Yeah.
That's right.
No doubt about it.
That's right. No doubt about it. That's
right. I ain't got no complaints, you know. You know, it is what it is. You know, they play a good team. They act like they the Washington Commanders, so.
Right. I get it. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But we just scored.
They said, oh, we got another room, huh? Got some more people coming.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, back in the early settlement days, out west, they used to have these gold rush, and people would go out and they would get this gold and they were bringing in, and they all excited and they think they struck it rich, only find out it was fool's gold.
Yeah.
And that's what this team reminds me of. You know, I hear a lot of celebratory stuff going on during the year, but it gets very quiet, like crickets during playoff time, because they don't go nowhere.
Right. And social media is so cruel, man. You know,
it's everybody doing it. Going to the Commanders, and we steal them boys.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all steal them boys. Yep, you steal them boys.
Yeah.
And they play like boys. They play like boys today.
they play like boys. You can't say they play like boys because they beat the Commanders or the Redskins or whatever.
But they play like boys. They play like boys today. That's why they. That's why it's 48-16. They play like boys. Oh man, I love it.
Wow.
It's just a game, you know. That's all.
Yeah. It's always just a game when your team loses.
There's no other way, right?
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing, man. Other Cowboy fans there, I guess they watching the game too. But look, I want to go back and last year, like you, Creopas, was mixed, you know. It was mixed because of the loss of my mom, but the joy because there were some births in 2023. You know, with one of my nieces and a few people I know that had births and everything. So it was a little bit mixed of everything, but through it all, the fact is that we're still here on this date, the second Sunday in January. You know. To give God honor and to give him glory and everything. And to, I'm still getting texts, y'all. Just ignore me, okay? You know, they blowing my phone up, so it's all right.
I'm sure. I'm sure. That's what happens when you sow seed, you know. When you sow seed, there's a harvest that comes from it.
Right. And too much is given, much is required. You're going to give your loyalty to that. You're going to be some of that too. You got to get it back. So I get it. I understand, man. You don't have to apologize. We're here to support you, man. We're here to laugh with you. You know, we got tissue for you. Cry. We here. That's what we do. And we're going to encourage you. Next year. Next year.
They giving up on the Cowboys. They're no longer a Cowboy fan, you know. And I'm like, man, really? Come on.
I get it.
That's bad. You know. Yeah. It's like I watch the Commander say they're no longer gonna watch the Commander fan. You know? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know who.
Huh? But anyway. I think Elf, you still there?
Sound like we dropped. He dropped.
It sounded like he dropped. Yeah, but with all that being he dropped. He'll call back. But all that being said, man, we still grateful. You know, the thing is that I tell when it really comes down to it, we don't get paid one way or another by them.
No, not at all. We just having fun with it.
It's all in fun, man. You know, it's all in fun.
Yeah.
We don't get. They don't give us no seed time harvest money or nothing like that. There's no booster club when you get perks to go to the stadium. There you get all. You don't get none of that. So we just. It's all in fun, and
amen.
It's good to have fun.
That's right.
Believers. I don't want to use the word Christians. So I usually say believers can have fun. Fun or followers on the way can't help us. You know,
what?
I said, believers can have fun or followers of the way can have fun. You know, they can have
That's
fun.
Right. Absolutely. That's right. That's right.
Take this, you know, they go way over, you know, and like, man, I ain't doing all that. But I guess I like the Cowboys because I like to talk smack, you know. You know?
Yeah.
Even though I can't talk smack today, I take whatever I can just, I can pick whatever I dish out, so. That's all
right.
I ain't hiding.
Amen.
Yeah, I ain't hiding stuff. Amen. But, like I said, I'm looking forward for 2024. I don't know what's going to take place. I did a message on Friday that talked about being prophetic and prayers and concerns for 2024. I did it on Friday and everything. And we just need in the season of prayer. We got an election going on this year. Okay, we got all kinds of things taking place that's in this, going to the Supreme Court. So we're in place right now. So we have those are things that we got to pray on. We got to pray on for each other continuously. You know. And for our loved ones and for our families and for the our children that's in school and for the continued grace and mercy of our awesome God. You know, those are the things that we continue our prayer for, you know. But we just don't know, you know. What I talked about on Friday, that in the scriptures it talks about, but there'll be wars and rumors. So we're seeing all those things coming past now and stuff. But we can't be discouraged in it. The things that we see or what the world is doing, we got to be encouraged in who Christ Jesus is in our life and know that he's with us. And he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And the man that he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So what are some of the prayers, gentlemen, that you can come up with for 2024 since we're in the beginning of the year? But don't say anything about the Redskins making it to the Super Bowl. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't have to say that. That was wrong.
I wouldn't say that. To be honest with you guys, I really, just being transparent, I really don't have any prayers
for this year.
I'm really trying to just stay focused on the mission that's at hand for me, mm-hmm. and that you know, just in a season in my life of and of course, Ray, you understand as well of we lost our mom recently, and so I'm not gonna say I'm not there, but it's just like I think I'm just trying to wrap my mind around some stuff I'm trying to stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, well, what's your plans? Listen to this, and what's your vision for the church? I said, man, listen. I said, I'm just trying to keep my head above water right now. I'm trying to lose my mind.
Yeah.
That's where
right,
I am.
Right. right.
So this is
right.
a new. I have entered a new season in my life, and so I'm not trying to put any goals, any plans before God, like this want to be. I just want to keep my mind stayed on him and keep doing what I've been called to do.
Right.
Amen.
And
amen.
So
go ahead.
And having, you know, trying to, you know, I think as time get, and maybe this is where he wants me to be. Maybe this is, okay, I just need you to chill, you know, I need you to chill this moment because you got to deal with some stuff, and I gotta grieve. So I don't think he hasn't put anything in me to start doing anything or do things different or start doing it. I think he just wants me to grieve.
Right.
I think he just wants me to grieve and allow myself to do that without trying to continue to work and keep my mind off things so I don't get an opportunity to grieve like I need to.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. It does. I like what you're saying, and especially with the focus, keeping focus is a prayer. You know, you might not look at it that way, but that's a prayer. You know, and sometimes I'm going through, as you well know, I'm going through the same process, even though it's last year, it'll be February next month, and. I think there was somebody in my family that lost also, I don't want to call them names, but lost an infant. I think it was 8 months old, something like that. And I've been reaching out to her to encourage her, and some of the things that I've seen on her Facebook page, there's a lot of it is just grieving. And grieving is a process. And no one can really tell you how long to grieve, you know.
Right.
You know, no one can tell you how long to grieve, but you have to go through the process. And if you're going through that process, if it comes to a point where it gets bad, then you have to get help, you know, or seek for answers, number one, through Christ, but also being able to communicate with someone else. So there's about 3 or 4 people that I know outside of the family that has gone through that kind of loss, besides loss of mothers or fathers or whatever, and it's not easy, you know, and it's more so difficult, I think, for those that are in the pulpit as pastors, Reverend Esther, mainly because people are looking to see how you or how we hold up or how we stand up to it, and I have a tendency sometimes to put us on this pedestal that we're supposed to act like this because we know God and we know the Word, but that's not always true. We still are flesh of flesh, you know, and we still have to go through that grieving process, and we can't let no one tell us how we should grieve. At least that's my personal opinion. No one has a right to tell me or tell you or anyone else how we should grieve, you know. We just got to go through the grieving process. So, yeah. But I know that being focused for a while for me, I'm being transparent too. I didn't really want to do the broadcast, okay? But
yeah.
I had to press forward. You know, I didn't feel like I had anything to say, but I still had to press forward because I realized that this is bigger. But God gave us that grace to go through that grieving process and to be healed. And I don't think we'll ever get over the loss of a loved one or a family, or no matter how many years pass, because we always have that memory and everything. But through the strength of God, through the strength of a merciful and graceful Christ Jesus, the resurrected Savior, He'll bring us through that, you know. He'll bring us through that. And that's the prayer for those that may be listening, that may be facing some difficulty or going through the same thing. There may be someone that's listening right now that have lost someone last year or lost someone yesterday, you know. We would definitely keep you in our prayers and everything, and I tell people to know that you're not alone, you know, to know that you're not alone. And one of the things I'm saying, I'm going to shut up a little bit, is that sometimes people, when you lose a loved one, other people don't know what to say, so they say the dumbest thing. They say something the dumbest thing. Just look at them, be like, really? But you know they don't know what to say, you know? And sometimes the best thing to do is not to say anything. Just a hug or whatever, you know, encouragement or whatever. They don't know what to say. So I'm be quiet and let you. Yeah. You know, like, all right. But anybody else?
Ray, I'm going
to. Go ahead.
Okay. Who, me?
Yeah.
Was that somebody else say something?
Huh?
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm listening to you guys.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was some. Okay, I thought somebody else had said they want to say something. Ray, I was going to tell you, that sometimes those your best messages come out of your pain.
Yeah.
come out of your pain, come out of your best work, comes out of your pain. I was, you know, after I lost my mom, you know, I was still preaching, and my wife kept saying, "You sure? You sure?" And of course, the ministers wanted it. They said, "Matt, help you. Don't worry about it. Chill out." I said, "No, no, no, no." I feel like that my mom would want me to continue doing that. She would want me to continue preaching. And believe those were some of probably one of my best messages, because it was coming out of pain, you know.
Yeah.
And coming out of pain, and it was coming out of nobody but God. And all that, yeah, that I did was just, it was, I said, and when I got finished, I said, yeah, that was nobody but God. That wasn't me at all. Because I can't even tell you what I preached on now. I have to look back at my notes. But it was like right on time is what the people needed. And so, you know, when you're weak, he is strong. That is like spot on. That's right on it. And that's when you know. And God says, "Yeah, I got you. Okay, now I need you to completely trust in me, even in this.
Amen. Amen. Brother Pierce.
No, it's all good stuff, man. It's all that's everything that you and Brother Elson said is absolutely true. You know, it's there is no handbook or manual outside of the Word of God that will teach you on grieving, especially a loved one, you know, a parent, a sibling, you know, someone that you're extremely close to. The only thing that I can reference to in scripture is relative to grieving. It says that as believers that we don't grieve as the world does, as though we have no hope. Now, great. But the process of grieving, every individual is different. You know, there is no time on, just like there's no time on healing. You know, in the reference of, you know, people will say, "Well, time will heal this. No, it won't, because time has never been given authorization or authority to heal anything.
Right.
So all it does, all time does, is put space between the event and where you are now. That's all it does.
Yeah.
And so the healing process, you know, Brother Ray, you know, my dad transitioned in 2004. Almost 20 years ago, and I still, 20 years later, I still have moments of grief, not as profound as they were 15 years ago, but I still have moments because I miss him, you know, and that's normal. Yeah. We can't let grief overtake us and put us into a deep depression. You know, that's not the will of God. So yes, you grieve a loved one, and you cherish the memories and all of that. I couldn't, you know, if someone said, "Okay, you're a man of God, you tell me how long I'm supposed to grieve." I don't know. You talk to God about that. You let him instruct you on that, because I can't. You know, I can only tell you what the Word says to how we ought to grieve. Or, you know, how others should see us in our grief. We shouldn't look like we're hopeless, you know, and falling apart.
Right.
But, you know, there's a grieving process. And so I completely understand that. And I would never tell anybody how they should grieve, how long they should grieve. You know, that's to the individual. Just like the Bible says about, you know, getting along with others as much as lies within you. You know, that's how you get along and forgive others as much as lies within you. Same thing with grieving.
Right.
You know, it's a process, and as you pull on the Word of God and as you pull on the strength of the Holy Spirit, you know, that will carry you through. But I don't know that you ever stop grieving. I really don't.
Right, right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, I like what you just said about that. That our, even in the process of our grieving, even though it might start off that way when you lose something, it may be overwhelming, or the essence will leave somewhere in. I think that's when the Holy Spirit comes by and straight and says, "This isn't, you're not hopeless." That, and you hear that loved one or that person, especially in Christ, will say to you, you hear the Holy Spirit say to you, "I need you to continue on, to continue to live, because your work is not completed yet."
Mm-hmm.
You know, your work is not completed yet, and you hold on to that, you know, because it's the Word of God that's coming directly on me. So I think it's more difficult for people who don't know who Christ Jesus is, never had that relationship with him. And that's where we come in and we introduce them to hope, which is Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We introduce them to salvation, which is Christ Jesus. We introduce them to the love of God, to let them know that we can may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Now, when the morning is coming is a different story. We don't know.
Yeah.
That's left up to the person, you know, but your morning could take place in a moment, and even then, it still might be a process to get to the morning, you know. It's just realizing that, you know. And then, I don't want to cut anybody off.
We all go through that dark time or that time of you know. We're in that dark moment, you know, and so whatever it is, whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's, you know, a family issue or, you know, a job issue, whatever the case may be, it's not so much that you grieve, it's how you do it, you know, and so when it's kind of like the person that's telling everybody they fast and as a show, and they're really not fasting, they're not eating, and they're not praying, and they're not standing on anything. You know, if I'm fasting, you know, that's between me and God. You know, in my grieving, that's between me and God. You know, in my dark moment, that's between me and God. And I, as believers, and Brother Ray, I know where your mom stood, and Brother Elson, I believe I know where your mom stood, just on, based on some of your, what I've seen you post and your testimonies and things like that. You know, we know where they are.
Yeah, right. Come on now.
I know where my daddy is. I know where he is. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know where he is. So that's the hope that I have, and that's the thing that pushes me, because I was taught from a very young age that if someone died in Christ, the only way I would ever see them again is if I died in Christ. And so that's the thing that pushes me. And then as I'm being pushed, now what's coming out of me is what God placed in me that he wanted to come out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can give others hope. Now I can give my testimony and share my testimony with others that will give them hope and that will bring them to another level in Christ Jesus. So, yeah, Elson said it best, man. Sometimes your best work comes through your pain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Sometimes your finest moments come through a trial, a tribulation, something that you thought was going to take you out. And here are others coming to you later telling you how you encourage them in the way that you were standing, and you looking at yourself like, what you see? Because I didn't see that. You know what I'm saying? I was falling apart, and you saw that? How'd you get that? But that's God. That's how God uses us. So.
We're coming upon the closing hour. One of the things I hit on here, a lot of this ties right back into faith with the reflections and with the prayers, with the grieving, the loss. All that goes right back into faith, you know, and believing in God. So no matter what we're facing, no matter what we come against, you know, that Jesus has us, you know. You know, he has us wrapped in his arms, you know. And he's called us his peculiar treasure, you know. We have been adopted into the family, you know. And realize that with that, all those things operating in faith, that we know that we should be able to get through whatever that comes to pass, because God is on our side, you know. And he loved us that much that Jesus said that he's overcome the world so that we can do the same thing, not us in our own flesh, but the Holy Spirit in us, okay? So having that faith tied to a relationship and all that covered in love, in the love of Christ, knowing that we can get through anything that we face, no matter how dark it may seem, knowing that no weapon formed against us of any kind should be able to pray, and believing in that. No, even the tongues spoken against us have to come to naught because of who we are in Christ and recognizing who we are in Christ. Sometimes we have to be reminded, look, I'm an heir, I'm a joint heir, you know. I'm the apple of his eye, you know.
I'm the head
and not the, you know, I begin to reinforce those things that I can't give up now. I mean, speaking from past experience, I know that there were times that I wanted to get, but I couldn't get back because God was not finished. I had to encourage myself in the Lord, my God, as David did. God still has work for me to do. You know, and he speaks to us like, I'm not finished yet. There's still things, there's somebody you have not met yet that need to hear your testimony, that need to hear your sermon, or they need to hear your song, or need to hear you just speak the oracles and the mysteries of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's someone that's in need, whether it's on the job, whether it's on the grocery store, and somebody needs to hear that. So there's purpose, you know, with all of these things that we're talking about, there's purpose. So we move forward in the purposes that God has already ordained for us before the foundation of the earth, while we're yet in our mother's womb, to be obedient, you know, even though we might not feel like it. That's their press. You know, they're pressed to the mark. You know, we're still doing those things. We're still pressed. We still have hope. You know, we're not hopeless. You know, I can't remember the scripture that's talking about we might be pressed, but we're not down. I cannot remember. It doesn't say that exactly, but it says, I cannot remember that scripture.
It's in Corinthians. I believe it's in 1 Corinthians.
Yeah, they're talking about. That through all of that, you know, God is still with us, and we can get through those moments if we believe, if we have faith in him. You know, I think a lot of times things happen to people because they rely on their flesh, and the flesh acts out of the moment of how they feel at that moment of hopelessness instead of just holding on and say, okay, God, I can't do this, or giving in or yielding to the Holy Spirit or yielding to him. You know, even if someone don't know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, because I've heard testimony, I'm going to be quiet, amen. But I heard testimony of people that didn't know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior cried out to God. You know, maybe just in a nightclub or ever at home or whatever, because they were in despair. But once they cried out to God, they said that something changed within them. And they said, okay, God, I'll give you my life. They dedicated their life without being in a pulpit or without somebody ministering to them and all that, but things change. That happens, man, you know. So, but they have to be willing to receive. You got it?
Yeah, I got it for you. I'll read it if you want me to.
Yes, sir, please.
It's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it starts out at verse 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you.
Amen.
That's 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 12.
Amen. That's the one I'm looking for. That says all of the book right there.
Yes, sir.
That covers,
yes, sir. You know what's amazing is that the script, that passage that I just read, it starts out telling you who you are in Christ, and saying that, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. God has put this treasure in us that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So it's,
right.
What that's telling us is that we have this treasure. We already have the capacity to overcome anything in life. It's already
right,
in us.
Right.
And it's in us by the power of God. Not by us, not by
right.
our own strength, but by his strength. Even though we might be going through, we're pressed, we're hard pressed on every side, we're being crushed, we're being downtrodden, we're being perplexed. We got all these things going on, this treasure in us, this capacity to be able to overcome that stuff through Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm shut up. Y'all go ahead.
I'm your man.
What was that?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I'm going to recollect the offers for you. Recollect the offers. Yep.
Hey, man, that's what we do, man. We encourage one another, man. We piggyback, and you say something, and then I piggyback on it. I say something, you guys piggyback on it, and that's the beauty of this, is that we can share. And both of you said something early on in our conversation. You said being transparent, and man, that's how you draw others to Christ, is being transparent. You know, just
right.
lay your stuff out there and let people see that, man, I don't have it all together. I don't have all the answers, but I know somebody that does.
Right.
And they bought me through this situation. They bought me through that situation. And, man, it looked very dark over here, but he bought me out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if Jerry Jones said, I have all the answers either.
Hey, when he turned his back on the team, it sure looked like he was looking for some ass.
What happened? I don't know. What happened? It's all,
man.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. What's the time of school?
Awesome. I don't know. I think he got respectable somewhere toward the end. 48-32.
Yeah, 48-32, man. That's the hardest, man. They tried.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. They fought,
at least they didn't give up. They didn't give up.
They fought the
fight. Didn't give up. Okay. Okay.
They were perplexed, but not perplexed.
People are still texting me, man. Yeah, I'm turning off my phone. I'm turning off my phone, man.
Oh, my.
Hey, yo, it's all good. I'll take
it. That's all. I said, that's right, man. You said, I'm going to reap your faith next year. Yeah.
Yes, so. I take all. All naysayers, whatever, don't matter. I take them all. Thanks, bless God. I got it. I got to be in addition. I can be able to take it.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer some of these texts. Because we are based there all the time. I don't know if anybody has anything else to say. But I thank you both for calling in, man. I just thank you. I know. And I definitely keep all of you brothers in prayer. And continue to pray for the brothers Tyrone and brother Tony. I know that he's, last time I talked to him, he sent a message. He was going through some classes and everything. He suffered staff up here. I'm not changing the group. I'm not doing that. I'm keeping the same people names. I might add some through. And if you guys have anybody that you think that might want to be a part of the group, of the discussion, feel free to let me know. We'll add them, okay? We'll add them to the group and stuff. So. But we can go ahead and get out here. Does anybody have anything else to say before we close out?
No,
God bless you all, brother. God bless everybody.
Okay. Okay. All right. And because you were messing with me, man, with your text messages, you could close the time, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, God bless y'all and God bless the Cowboys, man. Just pray for them, man. Just pray for them tonight, Reggie. Mm-hmm. Pray for them, right? All right, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Thank you that you give us humor. You give us laughter, God. Even when we hurt, we thank you. We thank you, God.
Yes, Father.
And what we can say that you are still good and your mercies endure forever. You are still good, God. No matter what trials, no matter what pain, no matter what we experience, whether good or bad, you are still worthy of all the praise, honor, and glory, God. Thank you, Father.
You
did not say that this road would be easy, but you said that you will be with us always, God. So we thank you, Father, that even when we look up, we see you there, that you are there. Even when we wipe away our tears, God, you're right there. You said, I'm here. So we thank you. So everybody in the sound of my voice, Father, I just declare right now, for just a prosperous new year, health and prosperity.
Yeah.
And that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. I pray, God, that whatever they need, if either it's physically or emotionally, God, that you will meet them, heal their heart, heal their mind, heal their soul, God. I pray, God, that you will open doors been closed for so long, God. That doors that need to be and should be open, that you would do it this year and open the door, God. And doors that should be closed, that you would do it, that you would close the doors, God. And that you will order our steps in your word, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God, order our steps, God. Help us to change our mindset. Help us to see ourselves as you see us, Father. Just because the new year don't mean that our mind has changed, God. Help us by renewing our mind, God, as we continue to study and read your word, Father. So we thank you, Father. Until we come together again, Father, we just ask that you will keep us in perfect peace and that we continue to keep our mind stayed on you. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You, brothers. Thank you. Likewise,
God bless
you. Prayer. Y'all enjoy the rest of the day, afternoon. And I still say go Cowboys. I said go with you.
Yeah.
Go. Put it
in
the
go sit on that couch.
Going on vacation.
Go Cowboys. Yeah, go sit on that couch.
Yep.
Go Cowboys.
Amen.
I'll be the good. All right, man. All right. Love y'all, brothers.
All right. All right, man.